Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On Wednesday, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association announced it was raising the annual fee on auto insurance policies from $192 up to $220 per vehicle, a 15% hike. And then Governor Whitmer ordered an accelerated state audit of the MCCA. So let's talk about poking around in the MCCA's books and what it means in the conversation about Michigan's highest in the nation auto insurance rates. Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business is with us via Skype. Chad, just a refresher to get us all on the same page. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, it's a private nonprofit that was created by the legislature in 1978 to do what?
They are essentially the trust fund of Michigan's injured drivers. So if you are injured in an auto accident and your medical bills exceed $555,000, your medical bills then get paid out of this trust fund. So everybody, every vehicle in the state gets assessed this $192, now soon to be $220 a year fee, that money goes into this $20 billion fund that essentially acts like a pension fund. They invest the money and they are entrusted to pay for the long-term care of these really critically injured drivers, about 18,000 people who have been in the MCCA sometimes, some of them all the way going back to 1978 when it was created.
And so if you look at your auto insurance policy, you will see that little line, MCCA, there's the assessment. And I went on the MCCA website and I discovered when Michigan's drivers got their very first assessment, which was July 1st, 1978 to June 30th, 1979, it was $3. Plug that in and allow for inflation. That $3 from July 1978, if you allow for inflation, is $11.54 right now, which is a bit of a cry from $220. Why does the MCCA say it needs to boost rates?
Well, medical inflation is not like normal inflation, but in auto no fault, the cost of medical care is not like normal medical inflation. It is higher. That's partly because of the system we have set up where you have an unlimited benefit and there is no cost controls built into the system to contain costs. That's one of the big things that the legislature has been debating for several years, is requiring a fee schedule like the workers' compensation system has, and like your normal private insurance system negotiates, or that the government negotiates through Medicare and Medicaid. None of that exists within auto no fault. So you have this system where medical providers can try to charge their highest rates. Now, the insurance companies don't always pay that. That sometimes gets into litigation, but that's what drives up these bills and then ultimately, triggers that $555,000 threshold for the MCCA to begin reimbursing the auto insurance company for any costs that exceed that.
The Michigan Public Service Commission, of course, has to approve rate hikes by public utilities. What kind of oversight exists for raising rates by the MCCA?
Really, not a lot. The insurance commissioner for the state, the director of the State Insurance Bureau, that person has a seat on their board as an ex officio member, but the whole board of the MCCA is made up of auto insurance executives. Entirely controlled by them. But they do have, the State Insurance Department does have the ability to come in and audit every couple of years the books of the MCCA, and that's what Governor Whitmer has ordered here. Another thing that the Governor Whitmer just told me today and during a stop in Detroit is that she wants the MCCA to be subject to the Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act laws, make it on par with any kind of government agency so that its board meetings are opened up, that its records are opened up. This has been an ongoing fight in Lansing. The Coalition for Protecting Auto No-Fault, which makes up a lot of doctors and personal injury attorneys who represent injured drivers, they fought all the way to the Supreme Court a couple of years ago unsuccessfully to try to open up the MCCA's books just to find out what kind of assumptions are they making actuarially that they arrive at, that they have this $3.9 billion deficit, that's what they use to justify this rate hike that goes into effect July 1st. So Governor Whitmer is now behind that kind of idea of making the MCCA subject to FOIA. We'll see if the legislature decides to take it up.
A little later in this show, I'm going to actually be talking with the University of Michigan researcher who crunched numbers and found that auto insurance is unaffordable in 97% of Michigan zip codes. So, you know, people, motorists in every corner of the state are getting slammed with high premiums. We know lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are trying to come up with some kind of reform legislation for auto insurance. Are we at some kind of inflection point, Chad? What are the politics here?
Well, this subject is certainly now on the agenda in Lansing. Legislative leaders on both sides have really said it's a top priority. They heard about it on the doors last year when they were out campaigning for office. That voters, this is a really big pocketbook subject that's on people's minds, and they want to see some kind of action. But people have been talking about, and we've discussed this before, mm-hmm. reforming no-fault auto insurance for years. It kind of comes up and goes and dies in Lansing in sort of various cycles, and people end up having these kind of fire drills in Lansing every time someone wants to try to resurrect a no-fault bill. So people shouldn't necessarily assume that the legislature is going to take action this year, but there certainly is an effort to do so.
What could come from this audit?
Well, we can find out from the audit whether, the assumptions that they're being made by the MCCA's actuaries are really valid. I mean, if they're assuming that every one of these folks lives till 90 years old, that may not be necessarily realistic, and it may be overinflating the costs that they say they have for long-term liabilities, which is what they use to set the fee that they charge to the drivers. So that's what people really want to know, is what are the assumptions being made and why are they being made the way they are?
Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business. Always great having you, Chad. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.